Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joy. As the kids say, it has been a minute. Today is January 5th, 2019. By the way, Happy New Year. Happy Gozo 2019. I was looking at the date, and I think the last time that I recorded an episode for you was December 15th of 2018. So it's been a year. It has been a while. I guess that would be about 3 weeks or so. Well, it's been a busy season for the Trigg family, I'm sure, like for you, but it's been great. Great time of celebrating the birth of Jesus, of leading our church and enjoying our Christmas Eve services. Then we actually took a few days off. We went away to the Palm Springs area. That was very enjoyable. And now back in the saddle. Everyone goes back to school tomorrow. All of the schools and all of the teachers and my wife as an administrator, everything goes back to normal tomorrow. So a bittersweet weekend here for most of us. But today I actually want to just give you an update. I don't have really a particular topic per se, but I guess maybe the topic slash update is just talking about goals for 2019. Not resolutions. I'm not really into resolutions. And nor am I really into huge commitments. Because if you're like me, by now, we all want the same things, right? Lose weight, make money, be happy. I mean, so I don't know if it's worth making more commitments than the ones I already have made for the last 10 years. And now I just need to just keep moving, keep going. But I do want to talk about maybe something that has been on my mind a lot, and that is my health. I'm fine, but I have felt very anxious lately, very stressed, very upset, very angry, dealt with a lot of frustration and a lot of just not feeling very happy. And been realizing why, or asking myself why. So my wife and I, we're doing great, by the way, but just been asking a lot, why is it that I'm not happy? What's going on inside of me? And of course, you know, mostly it relates to work and to my work as a minister in the church. I love my church, but I feel like I am needing to relax and to learn some new skills, coping skills, exercise, and eat better, sleep more, so that I can continue to persevere, because the journey at my small church isn't easy. It's a pretty big toll upon my wife and I, and I feel like I haven't handled it as best or as well as I wish. So maybe you can relate to coming to the end of a year and you realize that everything isn't as hunky-dory as you wish it was. So my wife and I, Rochelle, we've been talking a lot these last few days, and really I think it comes down to two things. One is just my fitness and my eating plan. And so I'm getting the treadmill down from upstairs and just making some commitments in terms of my diet, in terms of my eating. I think that's number one. I think that's probably about 70%, 80% of my problem. But I would say the other 20, 30% is, I think, my lack of forgiveness for frustrations of the past. I've realized that I've been holding on to a lot of anger and frustration. There have been some pretty significant criticisms and things that have been said to me over the last few years. Maybe, actually, it might even go back to 10 years ago. And I don't think I've done a very good job of forgiving those things. I'm actually very sure that I haven't. I haven't let them go. There are things that still bother me that I've hung on to, and I like to replay them every time that something difficult happens. I go back to those things and I replay them in my head, and I rant and rave in the car to my wife and our children, or my mom now that she's here visiting. And it leaves me feeling just ugly inside. And I've realized that frustration is poisonous to my body, to my health, and really to those who I love the most. It tints in a very dark way everything that I do, everything that I think about, and it really hurts the people that are closest to me. And as my wife said, I need you. I need you here. I need you to be present. I need you to be around to help her, because she's dealing with a ton of stuff also with her work and her parents. And so I have so many stories that, or so many moments, I guess, that God has used in my life the last few, just even week, days, to remind me of, or to, I guess, confront me with this problem. One of them was very kind of odd. I think it was New Year's Eve. We had this Martinelli bottle, you know, of apple cider. And I didn't really have a lot. I actually went to bed by 8 o'clock or 9 p.m. But then I woke up later that night at, I don't know, 12:30 or 1. And so I went to the fridge and I thought, oh, I'll have a little Martinelli's. And so, but because we were at altitude, like 2,000 feet or whatever, it wasn't a cork, but the plastic top of this bottle basically almost hit me. And it was so, the pressure was so much that this white cap, if you can imagine it, you know, the white caps on these bottles, it hit the ceiling and it almost hit my eye. And I didn't have my glasses on because it was late. And it just really, it didn't scare me. It more than anything, it woke me up. Not so much meaning physically, but just, I guess, emotionally. It was one of those things where it was as if God was telling me, you know, you think you're so in control of your life, but you're not. Like, you could be injured in like a matter of seconds. You could have been in the hospital with a pretty severe eye injury. You could have lost your eye. I mean, that thing hit the ceiling. That was pretty crazy. I mean, I felt the air, just the wind. It was a tornado that just blew right by my eye, what, millimeters away from my eye. And then the second thought was that Jesus protected me. And that was the disarming or the very moving part. It's just God telling me, you don't have to be in control of everything. You think that by getting upset or by doing more than you should, you're going to fix the problems of the church or whatever. But really, not only can bad things happen without your permission, but I'm in control. You know, I'm the one that can protect you, and I will. And there have been a lot of other things that have happened that have really helped me to, I guess, just to come to this realization that I need to forgive. I need to rely on the Lord. I need to stop carrying the burdens of the world upon my shoulders. I'm not going to make it physically, emotionally, spiritually. And then, as I said, just to work out and take care of my body, because the stress is so high that I can't just simply eat late and not sleep and just keep going. I just can't do that. I have to take care of my body. I have gained maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 pounds in the last couple of years. And so now the good news, I know this sounds like a lot of bad news and depressing, but, and it's fine. It does feel depressing at times, but the good news, because there really are a lot of great news, is that my wife loves me, that I love my wife, my whole heart, that God is talking to me and he loves me. My mom is here. Our three beautiful children are here at home, and Daisy, the dog, is beautiful. We hung some lights in the backyard yesterday. Not Christmas lights, but just more like backyard lights. Those big Edison bulbs, you know, they're pretty popular these days. So that was really fun. Rochelle, my mom and I did that. Let's see. We're having a little get-together tomorrow night here at the house. Yeah, some tough things happened even this week. I had to have some tough conversations, and that was really hard. But I feel like I handle that well. What else has been great? I've been doing a lot of beats. If you want to check out my beats, go to YouTube and just type in my name and you'll hear a lot of my beats. I've been getting into hip-hop and trap and dubstep beats, beat making. Through Ableton Live, if you are a techie person, you may know what Ableton Live is. So I'm using that and it's been a lot of fun. I've also been enjoying preaching. I love preaching. I can't wait for tomorrow. I encourage you to come out if you don't have a church and you're in the area. You're in the LA area in Bellflower. 9603 Belmont Street. I want to talk about Let's Work Together and the importance of love in everything that we do. And so you might be feeling that you're alone in life, that no one helps you, that it's all up to you, kind of like I've been feeling. And you know, the answer really is, as I said, is forgiveness. You need to forgive. You need to also love yourself. But I think also at the end of the day, it's about relationships. It's about having people that you can count on, that you can call upon. Because trying to do everything on your own is just impossible. You, not only is it impossible, but you'll feel lonely. You know, I'm reading this book. It's a series that I'm going to preach on in the spring called Counterfeit God by Tim Keller. It's been around for like 10 years, but it's really powerful talking about the trap of abundance. How even though we as Americans, quote, have everything, we're so dissatisfied with life. And I feel exactly the same way. And I know I'm not alone. And his whole thesis, Tim Keller's thesis of this book, is it's because we have these idols of wealth, success, of freedom, of relationship, sex, whatever it may be, family. And so I've definitely been thinking a lot about my addiction. My addiction isn't to drugs or sex or pornography. My addiction is to success. I am a success addict. And it serves me well 6 out of 10 times, but I would say 4 out of 10 times or whatever. It's very damaging, especially when I don't succeed, like at my current church. I could look at my life, at my body, at my schooling, at relationships perhaps, and think, I'm not succeeding at anything. And so what do you do when you fail? That's the biggest lesson that I think I know that I'm learning. And yet also to accept and love myself, the answer isn't to not want to succeed, because I've realized that that's my gift, is to succeed. I've succeeded at life since I was in the womb. It's a God-given thing, but it doesn't mean that I have to let that overcome me. In fact, I've realized that the answer really is not to long for success, but to long to be loved, by a loving Father that's in heaven. And these are things that are recurring. These are recurring themes. I've dealt with these very things, these very issues, at least once before, if not twice before in my life, and I've learned some deep lessons. But, you know, obviously I'm not there yet, as Paul said, not that I've accomplished it. But one thing I do, I press on. So it seems like Jesus, in his love and his kindness towards me, he's bringing this up again to refine me that much more, to just tell me, hey, you're not done, you're not there, and you need to just keep learning how to let go of this whole thing of success. So maybe this episode sounds a little bit more, I don't know, melancholic or slow or depressing maybe even, but you know, I'm not depressed. I'm just more, I think, sober-minded. You know, the Bible says to be of sober mind. This does feel like a detox in some ways, detoxing from my drivenness and my addiction to success and really, as I said, my lack of forgiveness. So I just want to pray. You might relate to some of this, none of this. Maybe you know someone who's in the same boat as I am. They say that leaders are learners, and really I want to be an amazing, you know, really leader is secondary to me. I want to be an amazing human being. First of all, a husband to my wife. And then I want to be an amazing father to our children. And then I want to be, of course, an excellent friend and pastor and minister and leader and servant of Christ. So you might relate to that. Maybe you're in a similar situation. You might be thinking that you haven't succeeded. Maybe for you, success isn't the thing. You know, there's at least 4 or 5 things that we all measure ourselves up against. For you, it might be that you are a peacemaker. if you want to go through the Enneagram, you know, the Enneagram 9 wants peace. And you might think, I don't have any peace. You might be a 1 who's the person who, what's that word, who they call them the perfectionist, basically, who wants to restore everything. You might feel like you're not perfect. The 2 is a compassionate one. Maybe you feel like you can't love enough people or people don't love you enough. And so forth. There are 9 habits. And so for you, as I said, it might not be success, but my guess is that there's something that you measure yourself against, even maybe service. You might feel like, oh, I'm such a compassionate person. But what happens when you can't help others? When you're laid up in bed and you're sick, or you broke your foot, or you're in the hospital, and what happens when you can't serve and save the world? You know, how do you feel? Where is your self-esteem? So we all have these idols, we all have these pursuits, we all have these counterfeit gods. And so I hope that my story here can maybe be an example to you of what to do. Really, the answer is to love God. It's to love yourself and to love others. Really, that's the answer. Relationships, community, forgiveness, for me at least. And when I am tempted, almost like with, I don't know, cigarettes or alcohol, when I'm tempted to go back to success, which is a very, very easy thing for me to do, what I'm doing is moving towards meditation, towards reading the Bible, prayer. I have all these verses and this app that I use that has been very helpful. I have these songs on my phone that are very, very useful, that relax my body. And then, as I said, my treadmill and eating more fruits and vegetables, oatmeal, all those things is my plan. And so I hope that, and even maybe this podcast kind of as a bit of a confession, or maybe as a talk therapy here, even this is very helpful, just to simply be honest and to not hide behind some microphone or some pulpit or whatever, guitar. What are you hiding behind? What is your pulpit? What is your addiction? What is your pursuit that you can't quite reach, and it's causing you some problems, health problems, emotional, maybe anger issues. Maybe you are addicted to a substance or to shopping, or yeah, your anger levels might be high. Maybe your fear levels are just through the roof. You're anxious about everything. Give it to Jesus. Pray, seek the Lord, and most of all, at least for me, be in relationship with other people. Stop being a lone ranger. It doesn't seem to work. I want to pray. Lord God, I thank you for this beautiful moment here with my listeners, or my 1 listener or 2. It doesn't really matter. I know that you care about all of our journeys. You care about me. You care about the person who's listening to this, maybe late at night, in the morning, in the car, at home. So God, I pray for all of us that you would help us to love more, to let others love us more, to confess our sins to each other, to you, to forgive. And then the practical things, to do yoga and meditate and rest and eat healthy and stay away from burgers and fries and all the rest. And to go back to love, go back to love. Specifically, I pray for me that you help me to forgive those who have wronged me as you forgive me. And so I also want to end with the Lord's Prayer. My Father, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed, holy be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those who have wronged us or sinned against us, and deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I hope that this episode, my dear friend, has been helpful to you. Make sure that you go to my website, davidtrigg.com, for all the latest beats, all the latest videos and episodes of this podcast. Make sure that you subscribe on YouTube. I'm no longer on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter. I've quit everything except for this podcast and my beats on YouTube. So I hope that you can check them out and sing along, or dance along, because there's no singing. There aren't any lyrics. It's just music. But I hope that you can bounce along and dance along to my beats. davidtrigg.com/beats. Thanks again. I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.